BEP204. Disagreeing.
In the previous episode of this two-part series, we looked at expressing agreement. We practice four ways of agreeing: using standard phrases, using synonyms, giving an example, and making a general comment. Today, we're going to focus on disagreement. We'll learn different ways to disagree, from polite to strong. As you'll remember, the listening takes place in the R&D department of Pharmatech, a pharmaceutical company. Pharmaceutical means medicine or drug. This meeting is between Gene, the head scientist, and Lewis and Karina, two researchers. They're talking about the results of a new trial. Here, trial means test, the test of a new medicine on animals or patients. The new medicine is called Zorax. Let's listen.
So, what do you think about the new Zorax trial? This could be the drug we've all been waiting for. I think it's going to be a big seller.
So do I.
I'm sorry, but I really can't agree. After all, so far we've only carried out two trials. And don't forget the strange results from the first trial.
Yes, I admit the first trial was a little disappointing. But that doesn't take anything away from these new results. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, fantastic, aren't they?
Especially for men over 60.
Don't you think it's still a little early to be so sure? Perhaps we shouldn't count our chickens before they're hatched. I still think there may be some issues with Zorax.
Do you really think so? Anyway, we don't have anything else coming down the pipeline right now. We have to try to make this work.
Yes, of course. But our patients come first.
The patients always come first. We won't forget that. Now, Karina, let's talk about these issues one by one.
As with agreeing, you can use standard phrases to disagree. Karina uses a standard phrase when she disagrees with Gene and Lewis.
I'm sorry, but I really can't agree. After all, so far we've only carried out two trials. And don't forget the strange results from the first trial.
I'm sorry, but I really can't agree is a formal or careful phrase for disagreeing. Perhaps Karina is being careful because she's talking to her boss, Gene, the head scientist. Let's listen to some more polite phrases that Karina could use.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, to be honest.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it depends.
I don't really agree, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid I don't totally agree with that.
There are also many informal or direct phrases for disagreeing. But be careful. They're very strong.
I disagree.
I couldn't disagree more.
I totally disagree.
You must be joking.
Come off it.
Get real.
Another way to disagree is to use yes, but. Listen to Lewis.
Yes, I admit the first trial was a little disappointing, but that doesn't take anything away from these new results. Absolutely amazing.
Let's practice some more examples of the yes, but technique.
I just didn't think it was a very good presentation. Not fluent, you know what I mean?
Yes, but at least he was well prepared.
Our price is too high. We have to improve sales.
Yes, sales are important, but we can't lower our price.
To make these sentences even more polite or careful, you can use though or although to put your disagreement at the beginning of the sentence. Then, finish the sentence with a little bit of agreement.
I just didn't think it was a very good presentation. Not fluent, you know what I mean?
Although I thought he was pretty well prepared. He wasn't very fluent, you're right about that.
Our price is too high. We have to improve sales.
Although I really don't think we can lower our price, I totally agree that we have to do something to improve sales.
In addition to standard phrases and yes, but, there are more ways to disagree. Let's look back at the dialogue again.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes, fantastic, aren't they?
Especially for men over 60.
Don't you think it's still a little early to be so sure?
This is using a negative question, don't you think, to disagree. It sounds careful and polite, doesn't it? Listen to another example.
Wow, that was a great movie.
But don't you think it was just a little too long?
Besides negative questions, you can also use other types of questions to disagree. Do you remember how Jean disagrees with Karina at the end of the dialogue?
I still think there may be some issues with Zorax.
Do you really think so?
By asking a question, "Do you really think so?" Jean shows that he disagrees with Karina. We often use "really" this way.
It's almost time to go home.
Really? But we just got here.
Now it's your turn to practice. First, we'll review formal and informal phrases for disagreement. In a moment, you'll hear a series of comments, each followed by a beep. After each beep, use a standard phrase to disagree. A cue will tell you whether to be careful, that is, formal, or direct, that is, informal. Remember, careful phrases include, "Well, I'm not so sure about that, to be honest," and, "Well, it depends." Direct phrases include, "I disagree," or, "I totally disagree." Are you ready? Let's try it.
Careful. I just don't think it's a good idea to sell the company.
Direct. Having money is more important than having free time. Careful. We should delay the launch date for the new product.
Direct. Outsourcing HR is a great idea.
How did you do? Listen to some example answers to check.
Careful. I just don't think it's a good idea to sell the company.
Answer. Well, I don't know.
Direct. Having money is more important than having free time.
Answer. I couldn't disagree more.
Careful. We should delay the launch date for the new product.
Answer. I'm afraid I don't totally agree with that.
Direct. Outsourcing HR is a great idea.
Answer. You must be joking.
Keep in mind that "you must be joking," along with such expressions as "come off it" and "get real," are very strong and direct. They may be quite offensive in some situations. Now, let's try another skill. We're going to review the "yes, but" method of disagreement. For example, if you hear, "The economy is bad, so we should be careful," you can say something like, "Yes, the economy is bad, but our performance is still very good." Are you ready?
Our products are very competitive, so it's time to enter a new market.
We are lacking staff with management experience, so we need to recruit from outside. It's hard to lower construction costs when the cost of steel is so high.
How did it go? Listen to some example answers to check.
Our products are very competitive, so it's time to enter a new market.
Answer. Yes, our products are competitive, but the market is also very competitive.
We are lacking staff with management experience, so we need to recruit from outside.
Answer. Yes, our people lack experience, but they can be trained.
It's hard to lower construction costs when the cost of steel is so high.
Answer. Yes, the price of steel is high, but perhaps we can find better suppliers.
That's all for this unit. We studied several ways of disagreeing, using standard phrases, using yes, but, using negative questions, don't you think, and using other types of questions. Do you really think so? Really? Thank you for listening.